Welcome back, everybody, to Explore the Megillah. We continue today. We're going to skip a little bit all the way to chapter 7, Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes. Just to set the scene here, this is after the second feast of Esther with Achashverosh. She ousts Haman. She says Haman wants to destroy her nation, Jewish people. Achashverosh goes out to calm down. He comes back in. He sees Haman almost on top of Esther. And he screams at Haman. He's like, you know, you're going to conquer the queen when I'm in the house. And Haman knows he's doomed. And then Charvoina, a very interesting character in the Megillah, pipes up. And the pasuk reads as follows. Vayoymer Charvoina. Charvoina says, Echad bin Asarisim lifnei HaMelech, one of the king's officers, he says, Gam hinei ha'etz, the gallows, the tree, Asher osa Haman l'Mordechai, that Haman made for Mordechai, Asher dibur toivel HaMelech, who spoke good on the king, Mordechai, who saved the king's life. Oymid v'beis Haman, this gallows is in the house of Haman. Gavoya chamishim amma is 50 cubits high, 50 amas high. Vayoymer HaMelech, and the king says, Tulu Allah, hang Haman on that gallows. Very dramatic verse. Charvoina lets the king know that Haman had built a gallows for Mordechai, and the king says, hang him on it. The question is, why does Charvoina reference how high the gallows is? 50 amas high. Why is that a relevant piece of information in this discussion? So one of the Mefarshim explained that such a high gallows represents royalty, represents authority, represents kingship. And what Charvoina was trying to say is that Haman not only wants to hang Mordechai, he wants to exert his authority, he wants to take over the king, he wants to rebel against the king. And anyone who rebels against the king is liable to capital punishment. The Malbim explains the reason why Charvoina emphasizes this. He wants to emphasize Haman's rebellion here. And we know that just before this in the story, Mordechai was honored. And the king sent Haman in front of Mordechai to call out, so shall be done to the king wishes to honor. In other words, Mordechai was considered someone who the king wanted to honor. And yet, Haman built a gallows to hang Mordechai, not only a small one when no one else will be able to see it, but a gallows where everyone will be able to see Mordechai hanging on it. It's 50 amas high. 50 amas is approximately 25 meters. It's very, very high. And the idea is that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai in a way that everyone can see it. What a rebellion is that, to take the guy who the king wanted to honor and embarrass him in front of the entire country, the entire society. That's a huge rebellion against the king. Another explanation is Charvoina was worried, this is more of a technical one, that Charvoina was worried maybe the king would accuse Charvoina of being a part of the plot. How does Charvoina know that Haman built the gallows? Was Charvoina part of it? Did he help him build that gallows? And therefore, Charvoina right away put that into the beginning of, he right away answered that question. And he says, it's 50 amas high, it's impossible to miss it. Everyone knows that it's there, it's so high, and everyone can see it, and therefore don't suspect me of being a part of the plot. I know about it because it's 50 amas high. Then there's a deeper explanation, more of a Kabbalistic explanation. And this is based on something we say on Pesach time, actually, and it brings out the unique power of Purim. The Purim is one of the greatest days of the year. In fact, in one way, it's greater than any other day of the year. The opportunity we have to connect to Hashem on Purim, the opportunity we have to remove ourselves from things that we're stuck in and things that are holding us back from connecting to Hashem on Purim is like no other day of the year. And we know on Pesach in the Haggadah, we say in the paragraph of Avodim Hayinu, we say, if Hashem hadn't taken us out of Mitzrayim, us, our children, would still be there. The question is, what does it mean we would still be in Mitzrayim? I mean, civilizations change, you know, it's not like, you know, we were stuck in the same place for 4,000 years. And one of the answers that's given is it's more of a spiritual statement. That Kabbalistically, there are 50 levels of impurity, of what's called klippa, of impure forces. And the Jewish people in Egypt had sunk to the 49th level of impurity. Had we sunk one level lower to the 50th level, we would be stuck there forever. That's a level where it's impossible to get out of. Once you fall into the 50th level of impurity, you're stuck there forever. And that's what we say in Avodah Mayinu. If Hashem had not taken us out at that particular time, and we had assimilated so much, we were stuck so low, we had sunk so low, we would have sunk a level lower and been stuck there forever in that impurity of Egypt. However, that's Pesach. The power, Pesach is a very powerful day, a very powerful Yom Tov. It can schlep you out of the 49th level of impurity, but cannot schlep you out of the 50th. The reason why the Megillah tells us that Haman's gallows was 50 amas high is to tell us a spiritual statement here. That Haman's influence, the impurity of Haman, had affected the Jewish people to such a degree that they had sunk to the 50th level of impurity. They had sunk to a place where it was almost impossible for them to get out of. And yet they did. Because that's the power of Purim. Purim is even more powerful than Pesach. Purim can schlep someone out of a space where it seems like it's impossible to get out of there. Purim could elevate us, could bring light into somewhere which seems like complete darkness. And that's why the Megillah tells us that Haman's gallows was 50 amas high, to tell us what state the Jewish people were in at the time, and how doomed they were, and how dark and bleak it seemed. And yet that's the power of Purim. Not only then, but we relive it every year. That the power of Purim is that a Jew can never say that I'm lost. A Jew can never say that I have no hope. Even if you're 50 levels deep, even if you're in a place where it seems impossible to get out of, the power of Purim is that we can get out of there. And we can elevate ourselves and we can connect to Hashem. Have a wonderful day.